Today's daf is Nida Daf Chof Beis, and we are 17 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis, Boy Minei Rabbi Yirmiyah Meir Abzeir. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Baruch Doiv Ben Reb Moshe Chaim, my brother-in-law Baruch Weidra. Today is his 11th yard sign. Zok de Gemara, Boy Minei Rabbi Yirmiyah Meir Abzeir, Haroi Adam B'Shvoi Feres. A woman took a Shvoi Feres, loosely translated a tube, and she put it ba'oisay makoim. So it attached all the way to the uterus. Then she had dam nida. The dam nida, however, went through the shvayferes and it left her guf. Meaning it never touched the walls of the beis harechem, the walls of oisay makoim. So it never physically touched the zara. And Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Reb Zeira, this is a classic Rabbi Yirmiyah Ibaya, he said, Ma, what's the halacha? Is she going to be Tomei Tumas Nida? Or is she not going to be Tomei Tumas Nida? What was the basis now? Because the pasuk says, V'isha kisiya zava, dom yiya zoiva bifsara. It sounds a little bit like the only time a woman becomes a Nida is if the dam physically touches her basar, meaning it touches the basar of Oisei Makayim. Over here, it never touched the basar of Oisei Makayim. It went through Oisei Makayim, but it was within the walls of the Shvayferes. So this question was, should we darshan only if it touches bifsara and not bishvayferes? I don't know. Hay bifsara mi boyaleshem mitama mi bifnim ki mi bachot. Or perhaps the word bifsara is not coming to be exclusive and be mema'i dam that didn't touch the basar, but to the contrary, it's actually an inclusive word. It's a riboy. And it's coming to say that you would have thought that maybe the only time a woman becomes a nida is if the dam physically leaves her guf. But if it doesn't physically leave her guf, it's still in the koisle beis harechem, so maybe in that case, it's only bifsara, maybe she's not going to be tameh. So Rabbi Yirmiyah wasn't sure. Bifsara definitely teaches me something. Does it teach me a chumrah that the woman becomes a nida even if it's merely bifsara, or perhaps more than that? Not only does it teach me that, but it teaches me that if it touches the bifsara, she's going to be tummy, but if it doesn't touch her basar, she's not going to be tummy. Amar leis Rav Zeir told Rav Yirmiyah bifsara, amar achmana b'loi v'shvay feres. Nah, it's a good drasha. V'di bifsara, mi boi leishem etam v'fnem kibachos, m'kei neim akra b'basar. My bifsara, because if it's only coming to tell me that she's tummy, even if it's only in her basar, but not this additional chiddush, then the Torah could have said b'basar, it said bifsara, shmami notarati, to teach me two things. In other words, from the fact that it says in the pasuk dam yiyah zoiva bifsara, we learn two halachas. Number one, a nida's tamei even if the dam is only bifsara and never left her basar. Number two, only if it touches her basar, but if it went through a shvayferes, it never physically touched her basar. This seemingly interesting tzad of Rabbi Yirmiyah said Rav Zeira is actually the truth. Says the Gemara, is that true? A woman that was mapala chaticha, so that's the topic of the perek, which is a woman miscarried a child, but in some of the cases, it wasn't something that had the form of a child. So in this case, she miscarried this chaticha, this formless mass. So what's the halacha? Kaira. They need to open up the chaticha. Im yesh ba dam agor, if there's a lot of dam inside the chaticha, tmeya, she's going to be tamei. Vim lav, and if not, tahira, she's going to be tar. What's the kasha? There's a lot of dam inside the chaticha, she's going to be tamei. Why? Because we assume that it's dam nida, but it never touched the koisle beis arechem. So what's the difference between the dam that's inside the chaticha and the dam that's in the shvayferes? If there's a halacha bifsara that it has to touch the walls of her basar, l'chur, in both of these cases, it didn't touch the basar. So the Gemara says, hachi hashta, what's the tzushtal? Hasam over there, darka shalisha liris dam b'chaticha. Hacha, but over here, ain't darka shalisha liris dam b'shvayferes. And at first glance, the Gemara seems to be saying a very simple teretz, that where it's the derech, sometimes a woman will have this chaticha leave her guf, and there'll be dam nida inside of it. So in that case, even though it's technically not bifsara, but being that it's something that's not completely out of the ordinary, that's included in bifsara, as opposed to a shvayferes, which is already out of the ordinary, in that case, it's going to be tar. But if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi adds a few words to Poshup Shad in the Gemara's Teretz. Rashi says, Darka shalisha liris dam b'chaticha, in the case that the dam was in the chaticha, even though it never touched, the dam never touched the walls of the Beis Harechem, she's going to be tummy. Why? Because Bifsara Karino Bay, because it's called Bifsara, because there's a principle, that in the world of Chatzitza, something that is the same min as the thing that it's in is not considered a chatzitza. So over here, the basar and the dam says Rashi is mimba minoy. I mean that it's mimba minoy. That's why it's not a chatzitza. This shvayferes is a chatzitza. But the basar is not a chatzitza. The problem is, it sounds like these are two separate svaras. Right, the Gemara gave an answer. The Gemara said, what's the difference between the dam that's ogre in the chaticha and the dam that's going through the shvayferes? So the Gemara, darka shalisha lir is dam b'chaticha, and darka shalisha lir is dam b'shvayferes. What exactly the svar of the Gemara is? Okay, you have to be ma'ayin a little bit better. But for sure, the point of the Gemara is that in one case it's ordinary, in the other case it's extraordinary. It's out of the ordinary. That seems to be the basic chilek that the Gemara is saying. Rashi is coming with a whole new lumdis. Rashi is saying, no, the chaticha, it's not a vart that it's darka versus not darka. The point is that being that it's in the chaticha, it's min the minu, the dam and the chaticha are considered one min, right? The Gemara said the chaticha is probably a clump of blood, dry blood. So it's min the minu, like chayetz, as opposed to the shveferis, which is min b'shenei minu. I mean, it's min b'shenei minu, so if that's the point, then vazok the Gemara, darka shalish alir is dam and chaticha, ain't darka. It has to do with mim b'minoi or mim b'she'enoi minoi. It sounds a little bit from the Gemara that the only time you say mim b'minoi loy chayetz is if it's darko shalisha liris dam b'chaticha. But where two things are completely not related to each other, even if they're mim b'minoi in the world of chatzitza, it could be that would be a chatzitza. We'll see a lot more about this at the end of the daf when it comes to the raid. Says the Gemara, Lema Shveferes Tanoi. So again, Rabbi Yumi asked Rabbi Zeira Shaila. A woman had damnida, came from the uterus, there's no Shaila. It left her guf, but it never touched the Koisle Beis HaRechem. Why? Because it went through a Shveferes. Is she going to be Tomei? She's not going to be Tomei. Rabbi Zeira said, yeah, she's going to be Tomei. It says, she's going to be Tahar. Why? Because it says Bifsara. Bifsara means that the dam has to physically touch her basar. In this case, it didn't touch her basar. As a Gemara, the Chur, it seemed to be a Machlik Sanam. Time you learned the price of Apelos Chaticha. A woman was Mapel Chaticha. Alpha Bishon Lame Dam, even if it's full with blood. Im Yesh Im Adam, if there was dam that came out as well, Tomei, she's Tomei, Tomas Nita. Then Lafta Haira, she's going to be Tahar. If there's dam, she's a nida. If there's no dam, she's obviously not a nida. And the chaticha itself is not considered a vlad. So there's no tumas nida, there's no tumas yoy ledes. Rabbi Yeza says, bivsara v'loy b'shvir v'loy b'chaticha. It says regarding dam nida, dam yia zoiva bivsara. And we learn from there that the dam has to be in her basar. But if it's in the shvir, if it's in this undeveloped embryo, or if it's in a chaticha, she's going to be tar. Right, they're saying the same thing. What did Tanakama say? Even if it's filled with dam, we don't care about that dam. If there's a dam that came out together with the chaticha, but the dam inside the chaticha doesn't bother me. Rabbi Leza said the same thing. So isn't Rabbi Leza and the Tanakama the same shita? So the Gemara says, you're right, it is. This anonymous Tana, this Tanakama is Rabbi Leza shita, which of course will always have significance because Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. We never pass him like Rabbi Eliezer. But either way, you want to know who the Tana is, right? This significance is not just like we had earlier in the week. That the Tana is Rabbi Yossi. No, this is very important. It's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. But it's one Shita. That the dam that's inside the Chaticha is not something you have to worry about. But the Brisa continues and says, no, the dam is not dam nida. Rather, it's dam Chaticha. Meaning, if she was Mapelis a Chaticha, it was Malaya dam. Again, you don't have to worry about the dam. Afraid to Gemara. What's going on? Right, you read this Brisa the first time. The Brisa seems to have three Shitas. And all three shitas are the same. So the first two, we said, it's true, it's the same shita. It's not Rebbe Eliezer Oimer as Rebbe Eliezer arguing with the Tanakhama. It's She Rebbe Eliezer Oimer. It's Mantana Rebbe Eliezer. But what are you going to do now? Now you have the Chachamim Oimer, clearly another shita. It's Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim. And the Chachamim say, Ein Zeh Dam Nida, Ela Dam Chaticha. So afraid to Gemara, aren't they saying the same shita? So the Gemara says, we have to come up. We almost have to make up a machloikis because they can't be saying the same thing. Elo de pale paluye ikebenayo. Maybe the nafkemina was where the blood wasn't just inside the chaticha, but there were cracks in the wall of the chaticha, and the blood was in the cracks of the wall. Meaning, it actually touched The blood did the basar what it left the guf of the woman. So it was in the chaticha, it wasn't regular dam nida, but at the same time it was touching the basar. And maybe that's the machlokes. Tanakama, so Tanakama holds, but so Rebbe Levi chaticha. Tanakama, which is Rebbe Eliezer, he holds, which he said mefurish, that it says bifsara. The Sora means it has to be in the Basar, not in the Shfir, not in the Chaticha. And the same would be true as it relates to Rabbi Yirmiyah's halacha. If Dam in the Chaticha, Dam in the Shfir is not called Bifsara, if it's not touching the Basar, Dam in the Shfir Ferris would be the same thing. But that's only true if it's really inside. Avu Pali Palui. But in our case, where it's in the crack, so it is touching the Basar, Tmei, it would be Tmei. In my time, it would be Sora because in this case, it is a Basar. That the Chum came to argue. And they said, Avagaf to Pali Palui. No, even if there's cracks in the wall, and it's touching the basa, but ein zedam nida. What did the Chachamim say? Ein zedam nida el adam chaticha. Hadam nida vaday. Right, and that's the point of the machlokes. Meaning, you're right, they're saying the same thing, but the tam of the two respective tanoim are different, and it would chapsa chanaf yamina. The Chachamim said that the reason the dam and the chaticha is not a problem is because it's not pifsara. The Chachamim said, it's ein zedam nida, el adam chaticha. But my nafkamina, if it would be in the chaticha, but it would be touching the walls. How's that possible? In the cracks of the wall. Pali paluya, that's just the Gemara's heichatimsa. So according to the Tanakama, which is Rebbe Eliezer, in that case, she would be tome, because it is b'sara. According to the Chachamim, ein zedam nida, el adam chaticha. Dam that's in the chaticha is not called dam nida. Oh, it's not called dam nida. It's not the dam that the Torah said is a problem. So in that case, obviously, it's going to be tome. But the Gemara says like this. According, and this is where the Gemara takes a leap of faith, which the Gemara is immediately going to be doicha. Says the Gemara, according to the Tanakama, Rebbe Eliezer, you see this halacha b'vsara, right? For that is their halacha. That the reason Naman the Chaticha is tahar is because it's not b'vsara. And Erchanami, if it be Pali Palui, if it be in the cracks, it would be Bivsara. So Dam of the Chaticha, Dam of the Shvir, Dam of the Shvayferis is all going to be tar. So for sure you see that side of Rabbi Yirmiyah Zibaya. According to Chachamim, you don't see that. Because according to Chachamim, Dam in the Chaticha is going to be tar even for this touching the walls. Must be it's related to Ein Zed Dam Nida Dam Chaticha. It's because the Metzios, the DNA of this blood is different. It's not Dam Nida. It's Dam Chaticha. If that's the case, you have no Makar that Dam in the Shveferis will be tar. So says the Gemara, Hodam Nida Vaday Tomi Vafil Shveferis Nami. So maybe if it's in the Shveferis, it will in fact be Tomi. But the Gemara is Daich. Amar Abaye, no. The Shveferis Kulam Alip Ligit Tar. How do you know that? Maybe if you'd be in a Shveferis, everybody would hold that it's tar. Keep Ligi Bechaticha. Like it was when it was in the chaticha, Mar Savar Darke Shalisha Liris Dam Chaticha. Tanakama held that it's possible for a woman to see Dam Nida sometimes in a chaticha. Mar Savar Darke Shalisha Liris Dam Chaticha. Again, Machlokes is whether Dam in the chaticha is Dam Nida, it's not Dam Nida. According to Chum, it's not Dam Nida. Just and never is. Ein darke shalicha liris dam b'chaticha must be something else. According to the Tanakhama, sometimes a woman will see dam nida in the chaticha, and as a result, it is dam nida. The only issue would be bifsara. If it's pali paluya, in that case, there would be a problem. But as it relates to the halacha of bifsara, in a case where it's not in a chaticha, in a case when you know for sure it's dam nida and it's going through a shvayferes, that premise of Bifsara, who said the Chachamim argue with? Chachamim is saying, this has nothing to do with that Shaila. Because over here I know it's not Dam Nida. Ain Darka Shalisha, there is Dam B'chaticha. You want to know if it was Dam Nida? If they would agree or disagree with the premise of the Chachamim that there's something called Bifsara, Mechtei Sanatza, to turn this into a Machlekes Tanam, if anything, it's Mashma not that way. It's Mashma from the Tanakama, Rabbi Eliezer, that there is a halacha Bifsara, Viloy Bishvayferis. There's no reason to assume the Chachamim would argue with this. Rabbi Amarava had a different hesber in what the Machlekes over here was. Could be everybody holds that in this case, the Dam wasn't Dam Nida. Interesting. Even the Tanakama, Rabbi Eliezer held, that Dam that you find in the Chaticha is not Dam Nida. So if it's not Dam Nida, so why would it sometimes be Tam? If a Hacha be Isha, meaning there's Machloikis, Tanakama, and the Chachamim, the Chachamim are the one that said, Ein ze Dam Nida, Ela Dam Chaticha. Sounds like Rabbi Eliezer holds not that way. So what is the Hezber? Not be Isha Tahiru, Makar Tamik Kamitli. Machloikis is something else. Machloikis is, we know the woman is Tahar. The question is the Makar a Makam of Tuma, or is not a Makam of Tuma? We've seen this already earlier in the Masechta. There's a mandama that holds that the uterus is a Makam of Tuma. So just like if someone touches a dead sheretz, one of the Shemayin Shvatim becomes Tameh. If someone comes in contact with a mace, he would become Tameh. If something comes in contact with the Makar, it becomes Tameh. The Makar is a Makam of Tuma. And it's Metama Tumas Maga. Meaning, when you think of Tumas Makar, so you're thinking of Tumas Nida. A woman becomes a Nida when she meets all the criteria of Mesechtes Nida. But there's another Hilchis Tumah that's affected by the Makar. And that is the makar is a makayim of tuma, and anything that touches the makar becomes tame tumas maga. Is Rabbi Eliezer? So Rabbi Eliezer holds isha toira v'dam tame da'asi derech makar. Rabbi Eliezer's shita was that it's true the woman herself is going to be tahar in this case, but if it would be pali paluye, for example, if it would be touching the, then she would be tame, or there would be an issue not because the dam is dam. No, he agrees the dam was never dam neither. No one held the dam was dam neither. That was Rabbi's chiddush. So what would be the tzad that there should be a tuma? Not because of now it's dam nida, that's bifsara. It's because now it came in contact with the makar. Rabbanan Savin, the Rabbanan's chiddush was isha tahir, makar, makar, makar. No, the isha is tar, the makar is tar. The bottom line is that's what they were arguing. But ain't it dam nida lechaticha, not dam nida as in it's everybody agrees that it's not dam nida. The question is whether it's tummy because of tumas maga coming in contact with the makar. Either way, we just learned this gemara quickly. We didn't do proper justice to it. I am very shoinen. There's a lot more to go into in greater detail as it relates to this gemara, but we're going to do what we do, which is go weiter. Boy, min hey rabbi, mir rafuno. Rabbi asked the shayla of rafuno. So the first shayla was Rabbi Yirmiyah, mir rabzeira. We'll see more about Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zeira tomorrow's daf. Something very interesting, but for now, boy, min hey rabbi, in the gemara itself. Mir rafuno, haroya keri bekisam. What would be if a man had tumas keri? It was bekise. So there's different understandings in the Rishonim of exactly what the Gemara Shaila is. We'll pick one, and that is a person took the equivalent of a Shveiferes. It's a kisem, it's a lot smaller, and he put it inside his Aver, and Keri came out, but again, it didn't come out through Bivsara, or in this case, Bivsarai, but it came out. And now the question is he going to be Tomei Tumas Shechvazera, or is he not going to be Tomei Tumas Shechvazera? So we're not discussing now from the Issa Veheter component, we're discussing from the Tumah V'Tahira, just like a woman who's Roya Dam Nida, Tipas Dam Kechardel, she becomes Tomei, a man who's Moisi Shechvazera, he becomes Tomei as well, he becomes Tomei Tumas Keri. So the question here was, what happens if the man was Moisi Shechvazera, but it didn't leave his basar naturally, it came out through this tube, this kisein, what's the halacha? Mi menu, it says in the Torah, v'ish kisei to mi menu shechvazor amir rachmona, adonavim gifzorei, just like Rabbi Yirmiyah suggested, and it seems to be the maskonos agamora, that if a woman sees dam through a shveifera, she doesn't become tumas nida, so maybe the same is true with the man. V'loi b'kisim, I don't know, hai mi menu achetetze tumasu lachut, v'al filo b'kisim nami. Maybe menu doesn't mean that. What mi menu over there means is that the only time a man becomes tummy tumas keri is if it physically leaves his goat, which, by the way, is in contrast to tumas nida. So the only time a woman becomes tummy tumas nida is it when it leaves the uterus. But even if it remains in her koisle beisarechem, that's what a woman does a bedika. It's pasha that she's going to be tomei at that point, right? So it doesn't matter if it didn't leave her guf yet. By a man, it's just the opposite. It says, mimenu achetetze tumasoy luchotz. But that's the question. So should we learn from here merely the halacha of achetetze tumasoy luchotz, which is, of course, the halacha, meaning that is the MS, but or maybe Mimenu says more than that. Just like Bifsara said more, maybe Mimenu says more as well. So he told him it's a moot point. So Rabbi asked the Shaila of Ravuna, and Ravuna told Rabbi it's not a Shaila, because typically the Huatzma Eina Metame Ela B'chasimas Piyama. There's a shear of how much Zera a man has to be Moitzi in order for him to be Tomei Tumas Keri. And the shear is it has to be enough that it's Choseim, it seals the P of the Amo. It covers the hole from where the Zera came out. So if it's less Zera, then can cover the hole. In that case, it wouldn't be Tomei. An additional Kiddush is Mavur from this Gemara, that the only time the person is Tomei is if that much came out Bevas Achas. So if Bevas Achas, there was enough to cover the Pi of Amo, in this case, there was a Kisein in the Pi of the Amo, which means it stretched the Pi of the Amo, which means that part of the space of the Pi of Amo is blocked by the Kisein. Which means that by definition, it's not possible for enough Zera to come out Bevas Achas to cover, to be choisim the piyama, because the piyama is blocking the kisim, is all that zera from being able to come out. So Rabbi told Rav Huna, I hear it's a nice shayla. This was Rabbi Yirmiyah shayla by Dam Nida, but Rabbi Yirmiyah shayla by Dam Nida had a pshat, because there it's tipas nam kichardel. But over here, it has no pshat, because here there's a shear of how much keri, how much zera has to come out, and it's impossible to meet the criteria of the shear if there's going to be a kisem in the pia amo. Says the Gemara, interesting, there's a shear of how much zera has to come out as it relates to tumas keri. If that's the case, l'memer din ageya havi, it should be treated like a tumas maga. So apparently all tumas can be broken into two categories. There's tumas where there's a shear, and then there's tumas where there's no shear. Right, so tumas, basar, mace, Kazayis Basim and Ameitz, Etzim Kisa Oira, Revi Yisdam, you have a shear of Tumas Nevela, right? Most Sheretz Kadasha, most Tumois have a shear. What about Chatz Yishir when it comes to Tumah V'Tayra? Rashi Brachas Daf Hey, the income of Koyim Elahara, Tshuva of the Shvos Yaakov, right? So there's a lot of raid on that. But the point is that there's a shear in most Tumas. Then there's Tumas that don't have any shear. For example, Anita, Tipaslam Kachardel, she's already Tumay Tumas Nida. The Gemara is saying that if you're telling me that there's a shear of how much Zerah has to come out in order for us to be Tumas Keri, so it means it falls into that category, which the Gemara thinks is a very big chiddush. Why so? Because Elamiyat, if that's the case, Al Yistar Beziva, if a man is a Zav, so usually when you think of Zava, you think of a woman, you think of a female. But really, once upon a time, a man was subject to the laws of Zav as well. Now, if a man had the Riyos that he needed in order for him to become a Zav Gedoyla or a Zav Gadoyl, so he would have to count Shivan Akiyam, just like a woman counts Shivan Akiyam. So once upon a time, men also had the halachas of Shivan Akiyam. So the Bedikos, Kol Yada Marba Livdoy, right? That was the last parak. But there's a concept of Bedikos when it comes to a Zav. Now, the question is, what happens if a man is in the middle of counting his Shivan Akiyam and then he was Roya Keri? So Keri and Zav, although similar, are not the same thing. So is Re'iya of Keri soiser the Shivan Akiyam of Zav, or is it not soiser the Shivan Akiyam of Zav? So it looks like this. It is. Now, if what would happen if a Zav during a Shivan Akiyam would come in contact with a Sheretz? Would it be soiser a Shivan Akiyam? No, what's the difference? So you tell me, what do you mean, Keri and Zav? Yeah, no, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. That's more similar. But it's not the same thing. The Teretz is because one is part of one category of Tumah, and the other is part of the other category of Tumah. Any Tumah that you come in contact with, and that's the way you become Tameh, is not Soysa, the minion of a Zav. Any Tumah that one can become, or has nothing to do with coming in contact with, like a Nida doesn't come in contact with anything, a Zav doesn't come in contact with anything, a Bakeri doesn't come in contact with anything, then the Loch is, the Tumah would be able to be Soysa. The Gemara is saying, and this is interesting, that if Tumah has a shear, then by definition, it has to be a Tumas Magad type of Tumah. If the Tumah doesn't have a shear, then it shouldn't be a Tumas Magad. So here's the kasha. If you're going to tell me that there's a shear of how much carry in order for a person to become Tumas Keri, that would be, it's like a Tumas Magad. If it's a Tumas Magad, it shouldn't be Soyser, the minion of Azov. The problem is, Allah Matanya, why do you learn in the Brice? Soyser says, Azov Ashitesu and Ashik Fazer, Maziv Soyser is Ashik Fazer, Nami Soyser. And the kasha is predicated on what the Gemara just said, and that is, that there's a shear of how much carry has to come out. That was what Rabbi told Rabbi. That was what Rabbi told Rabbi. You're asking me a shiloh? There's no shiloh. Because you're never going to meet the shear. Oh, there's a shear? Then it's Tumas Maga. If it's Tumas Maga, it shouldn't be soiser. We know it is soiser. Amalei, so he told him, Stira hainu tami the soiser. Lefishiyav shaloi betzichtuch eziv. You're making a mistake. You want to know why a zav, that during the Shivan Akiyam, that's Roya carry, becomes Tomei, it's because in Keri, there's always a little bit of Ziva. And because there's a little bit of Ziva, it's the Ziva in the Keri that's Soysa. The Keri itself is not Soysa. If that's the case, tis the kol Shiva, then Ri'iyah of Keri should be the same as a Ri'iyah of Ziva when it comes to being Soysa. Allah Matanya, why don't you embrace that it's not the same? It says Zoys Teres Azov. Ma Ziva say Seres Ashik Vazar Soysa. Just like Ziva, Soysa, Shik Vazar Soysa as well. Ima Ziva say Seres Kol Shiva, Ashik Vazar, Nami Soysa Kol Shiva. If Azov during a Shiva Nakiyim would have a Ri'iyah of Ziva, it would knock out everything. So he's holding by the sixth day, and now he has a ri'ia. He would have to start all over again. Is af shich vazer? Now he says kol shiva. Shich vazer should be the same way. Talmud, let me learn from the pasuk of tamava in lechava elamasha amrba. So he says here mechod. In other words, shich vazer is soiser, but only one day. Ziva soiser all 7 days. What's the kasha? If shich vazer itself, it doesn't have the koyach to be soiser. The only reason it's soiser is because of the ziva shabai. So at the end of the day, it's the same thing. It's vayt the ziva. So if it's vayt the ziva. So if it's Vayit Ziva, then why is it that we find that it's only Soyser Yom Echad? It should be Soyser all 7 days. Amalei, he told him, Gzeres HaKosavi. Ziva Gemur, Doloi Arva Bashich Vazer, Seres Kol Shiva, Tzichtzuchei Ziva. The Arva Bashich Vazer, Doloi Seres Kol Shiva. The reason Shich Vazer is Soyser is not because of the Shich Vazer itself. The reason Shich Vazer is Soyser is because of the Ziva that's in the Shich Vazer. If that's true, then why is it that a regular Re'iyah of Ziva is Soyser all 7 days, and Shich Vazer is only Soyser 1 days. At the end of the day, it's the same Koyach of Soyser. It's both the Ziva, the Teres is, there's a Nafka Mina between Ziva that's mixed together with Zera, as opposed to Ziva on itself. Voy minei Rabbi Yoisi, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Lazar. Dom Yavishmao. A woman that had a Re'iyah, of dam. The dam, however, is dry. It's not liquid, it's dry. Is it metamor or is it not metamor? What was the shiloh? Ki yazoiv zoiv dama. It says in the Torah, ki yazoiv. It sounds like the blood is flowing. Om rachmanu, adam made of daivlai. Has to flow. If that's the case, lachin yavish loy. Oidomo, haiki yazoiv zoiv dama. Ruch demil sehi, ulayim afili yavish nami. It's just usually a woman, when she sees nam nida, the dam is flowing. But it doesn't have to flow. Om alesi tolan tenisu, adam hanida, ubasar ames, metam lachim yavishim. It's a mishnah later. Clearly, dam hanida, ubasar ames, I'm metama lachin the evasion. Oh, it's mafurish that it's metama yovish was alam. So he told him no. That the Mishnah is not a right. I knew the Mishnah lach v'nasi yovish like kami boily. If it was lach and became yovish, I would never had a shiloh. Ki kami boily yovish made kar. The shiloh was if it started off dry, meaning it left her guf dry. So the Gemara says that's a shiloh. Hanami tenisua. Where I'm a pelas kibin klipa. Our Mishnah, a woman she miscarried a klipa, something that looked like the peel of a fruit. Or kibin sire looked like a hair. Or kibin offer looked like dirt. Kibin yafchushin looked like bugs. If they're red, so what's the shiloh now? Maybe it's blood. We don't know. So tatulamayim, you should put it into water. Imni moichu, if they disintegrate, must be it was blood. Tmeya, she's going to be tummy. But in this case, it came out dry. So how could you tell me you're not sure if the dam leaves the guf of the woman dry, whether she's going to be tummy or not? Isn't it mafurish that she's going to be tummy? So he told him, ihachi, if that's the case, he said, I hear what you're saying. But if that's the case, he said, well, why do you have to even put it in the liquid? Meaning, if you're telling me that even if it's dry in its dry state, it's going to be tummy, so you know it's done. So he told him, no, I'm a rabbi. Kiloini moichu bari bifnei atzmei. Maybe we're not sure. We're putting it in the liquid to determine whether or not it's blood or not. But the bottom line is that you see clearly from the Mishnah that even if the dam emerges in a dry state, as long as we can determine later that it's blood, but if it emerges in its dry state, halacha is it's going to be tummy. That was what he told. Is that true? Is there such an idea that a woman could be mapel something that looks like here or a klipa? It's red, but it's really not blood. Meaning, the shoyl thought that it's not possible that the reason we're putting it in the liquid is to determine whether it's blood or not. Because what else is it? It must be blood. Rabbi said, no. Really, we're doing it to determine whether it's blood. So he said, really? Meaning, you're not sure? It's possible it's something else. Could something else red that looks like a klipa or a syrah come out of the guf of the woman and it's not going to be blood that we need to do this experiment? Someone says, yes, in, and it's a maisa shahoya kachoya. But Tanya, we learned it a braisa. Amr abalaza brab tzadik. Shnei maisim hello abba mi tivin liyavna. He said, my father, Rab Tzadik, brought two stories with him from Tivin to Yavna. So the Chachamim were in Yavna. Maybe this is related to Masechtas Idyos when they were gathering stories. But either way, so he says, I have two stories that I heard from, that my father told the Chachamim in Yavna. Maisa Misha, the first one was, Shaisa Mapalas, it was a woman that was miscarrying things. But it wasn't children. It was kemen klipois, adumois. It was like red klipois. Looked like the peel of a fruit, literally. Ubava shalu es abba. And they came and they asked my father. They asked abba, what's the halacha? Abba shalu chachamim. I wasn't sure. So he went to the chachamim. But the chachamim weren't either sure. The chachamim, these were the chachamim in Yavna. Shalu l'roifim. He went to the roifim. They asked the doctors. V'amulam, and the doctor said, isha zu maki yesha b'teich meyah. This woman has a wound inside her intestines, shemi menom apelos given klipos, and that's where this is coming from. Meaning, it's coming. It's like the scab of a wound, but that's where this is coming from. Tatal amayim, and therefore the chachamim said, let's see. They took it, they put it in water in the moichu tmeya, and they were able to. And that was, I guess, maybe it's what the doctors told them to do. Put it in the water. You'll see what happens. If it turns into blood, then you'll know what the story is. But the bottom line is that you see the doctor said clearly that there is another possibility. There was a similar story with a woman that was miscarrying. Red here. Ubav shalu as Abba. They came and they asked Abba. Abba shalu chachamim. V'chachamim l'roifim. V'amru lahem. They said, shuma yesh lo b'teich meyeh. She has a growth inside her rechem, inside her uterus. Shemimeno ma'peles kemin sa'ire sadumois. And this growth, it has hair on it. And that's where the hair is coming from. And the hair is red. Tato l'mayim im nimoichu t'meyeh. Either way, so you see clearly that the doctors already said that there's such a possibility. The bottom line is this was the halacha. Now, we don't have time to talk about this morning. That's Hashem for another day. But it seems pretty clear from this Gemara that doctors have an emunah and are trusted when it comes to these halachas. In other words, a woman's bleeding. She's bleeding from her makar, from her cheder. There's no question. Certainly, that's where the dam is coming from. Is there an idea that you can go to a doctor and the doctor will say, listen, I'm telling you that this is not Dam Nida. That's not what this is. This is related to something else that maybe would be a Siba. Does the doctor have an Amanus? Or does the doctor not have an Amanus? What if the doctor is a non-Jewish doctor? Does he have an Amanus then? Would the doctor have to inspect the woman, do an examination? Or could the doctor, just based on symptoms that he's presented with, would that be enough as well? So this is a tremendous discussion in the Poskim. Now realize, over here we're dealing with Issa v'Heter, but also Chayvei Krisos. So imagine, this woman's bleeding. It could be she's a needle. It could be it's a Chayvei Krisos. But the doctor said, no, you have nothing to worry about. Could we rely on what the doctor said to impact halacha for something like Nida, which is Itzav HaHeter, but more so it's Chai Ve'Krisos? From this Gemara, would seem you can. Because the Gemara says they brought it to the doctors. Stating that, there are a few that you can just posture in the Gemara that would seem to be mitigating factors. First of all, it says Shalu L'Roi Fin. Sounds like they went to more than one doctor. So it could be one doctor itself they would have had a problem with. Additionally, even after they spoke to the doctor, they did their experiment to maybe, you know, verify or there was another layer over here of what happened. Additionally, it says the Chachamim were the ones that asked the Reifim. So it could be, yeah, you can rely on what a doctor says, but you have to make sure that the one asking the doctor is a Chacham who properly understands the halachic ramifications of it, and as a result, either way, just some of the interesting takeaways from this Gemara. But when you talk about doctors and whether or not we can accept what they say from a medical standpoint when it comes to halacha, this is ground zero right here. This is literally exhibit A for this Shaila. It's a Mefurish Gemara with regards to Hilchas Nida, which is Chayvei Krisos, where it would seem that the Chachamim consulted with the doctors and they relied on what the doctors told them. I'm Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says, going back to this halacha of taking the klipos and the sairos and soaking it in water, but poishrin, it should be lukewarm water. Tanya namiyachi tatal amayim uve poishrin, lukewarm water. This is another way to do this. What you could do is you can put this here or this klipa on your fingernail, put saliva on your fingernail and press it against your other finger and see if it turns into this liquid form. It looks like dam now. That would be another way to do it. Whether or not this works or it doesn't work. So the context over there is with regards to Tumas Meis and Tumas Sheretz. Rashi says, so you have a similar halacha that a Sheretz and an Avela only metama if they're lach. They have to have some moistness. But once they're completely dried out, at that point, it doesn't have the din of a sheretz and veil anymore, and it doesn't have the ability to be metana. But the Mishnah says, how do you know if it's so dried out that it shouldn't be able to be metama? So there's an experiment that you can perform. What you do is you soak it and you see what ends up happening. It says more, kami shri yasam, how long are you supposed to soak it for? Bepoishrin, lukewarm water, me eisleis. And there it adds, for 24 hours. I mean, it has to sit there for 24 hours. What's the halacha over here? Me being a meisle. Hey, so low. It's a lot of you boys in today's gemara. So, right, what's the halacha? 24 hours on us. Sheretz and avail, dakusha. Maybe sheretz and avail, which are very hard. It's something that's physically very, very kosher. Beating a meisle. So maybe they. It has to be there for 24 hours. Avodam de rokech. Here we're dealing with something that's a much softer texture. So, like, maybe it doesn't have to be there for so long. Says the Gemara. Take one last Gemara. Hamapeles kemindok. So the Mishnah began with a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Hamapeles chaticha. And yeshim adam. Tmei v'mav. Toi, Rabbi Yehuda said, beikach. You know, we're going to stop here. We'll just speak out one ha'ara of raid. Because it got late early. And that is as, we'll pick this up tomorrow. And that is as follows. So just to digress from some of the sugyas in Hilchis Nida with a very interesting shaila. So we mentioned in the beginning of the daf, the halacha of mim de minoy enoy chaytzeitz. And we made a diak in Rashi, we'll come back to it soon, which we said has ramifications in other areas, of halacha. One of the areas is in Hilchas Tefillin, something that could be very much negeya, halacha l'maisa. The mechaber in Hilchas Tefillin, Erechaim Simchav Zayin, Siv Katan Dalit says, it sounds like a bar mitzvah pshat, lo yehei dover chaytzeitz bein tefillin libesaroi. A person is not allowed to have anything that's chaytzeitz, he can't have a chatzitza, between your guf and your tefillin. Loishna shal yad, It doesn't matter if it's the tefillin shel yad or the tefillin shel rosh. The tefillin shel rosh has to be directly on your head. Your tefillin shel yad has to be directly on your arm. There can't be anything between you and your tefillin shel yad. There can't be anything between you and your tefillin shel rosh. The Vilna Goyen in his Bir Agra says that the makor to this halacha is two gemaras in Shas. Zvachim daf yutesam and aleph and erichin daf gimel amid beis. We'll mention one. The gemara in erichin daf gimel amid beis says that the kehanim didn't wear tefillin. And the reason the Kehanim didn't wear tefillin is because it wasn't possible. Because the Kehanim had to wear Big Day Kohuna, and the Big Day Kohuna had to be al-basar. It had to be physically on their body. Which means there couldn't be anything in between the Big Day Kohuna and their bodies. Now, if they're going to wear tefillin, so the tefillin's going to have to be between their arm and the beggar that they're wearing on their arm. The tefillin shel rosh is going to be between their head and the mitznefes that they're wearing on them. Being that you can't have any chatzitza between your begodim and your guf, it's impossible. It's the kohanim to wear tefillin. It's a gemara. And mesechtes erichin daf gimel amid beis ayin shon. What does the Vilna Goyen see in that gemara? How is that the makar to the machaber? Because if you're going to tell me that there's no halach of chatzitza when it comes to tefillin, what was the problem with the kohanim wearing tefillin? Why couldn't they wear their ksoinis and on top of the ksoinis put on the tefillin shel yad? You could wear a mitznefes or a tzitz, and on top of that you could put the tefillin shel rosh. So you say, Maris, it's mavur in the Gemara, that you can't have anything being chaytzeitz between your tefillin and your basar. Loishna shal yad, v'loishna shal roish. So says the Vilna Goyen, this is one of the two Gemaras that are the makar to this halacha, that the tefillin shal yad has to be directly on your arm, the tefillin shal roish has to be directly on your head. Lo yehe davar chaytzeitz being tefillin the basaroi, loishna shal yad, v'loishna shal roish. The Ramah continues, and the Ramah says, v'dafke b'tefillin. This halacha is only true with regards to tefillin. Abel b'ritzuois. But when it comes to the ritzuos, ain't lahakvid. You don't have to worry. So you're allowed to have something between the ritzuos and your basa. The halach of chatzit is only true with the batim. But as it relates, exactly, as it relates to the ritzuos, over there, you don't have to worry. What's the makar to this Ramah? It says, Rajba b'tshuva simin tof tof chav zayin. The Taz and the Magen Avraham are both matmi on this Ramah. They say, Tzarechi in Gadol. Because I looked up the Rajba. The Ramah is coming from a Rajba. I looked up the Rajba. And the Rajba over there entertains such a tzad that dafke betfilin abu beretzuis ein lahakbid. But then he comes out and he says that I'm saying this lahalocha avoloy lamaisa. And he says, you want to know how to implement the lamaisa? He says, take a look at the oilam, see what they do. Sometimes the minig is a raya because minig comes from Messiah, you do what your father did, who does what his father did, and that's where Messiah is. So he says, you want to know in halacha? I hear it. I hear it very, very stark, says the Rajba. But I'm saying it lahalacha, I'm not saying it lamaisa. So says the Magen Avraham, and says the Taz et Tapela, how could the Ramah have gone and said a chiddush lahalacha, based on a Rajba, when although it's true the Rajba said it, but he said it lahalacha v'loy lamaisa. And he said, lamaisa, take a look. He said, you ever walk at the shul and see people putting on ritzuos on top of their shirt? No, you never saw it. So that's for sure now what the minhag olam is. If it's not minhag olam, that it's not the way the Rajba wanted you to conduct yourself from a halacha lamaisa standpoint. So as I afraid the Taz and the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is so bothered with this kasha. Listen to what he says. V'lule de mistafina. V'lule de mistafina. Havamina, I would say, dahagazu tzorech liyos soif sif heh. I think the Magia, whoever put the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch, he put this Ramah in the wrong place. This Ramah is in Simen Chav Zayin Sif Katan Dalet regarding the Halach of Chatzitza. So the Mechaber says, Lo Yehi Dov Chaytz Bein Tzvillin L'Bsar, Lo Yishon Shliyav, Lo Yishon Shol Rosh, says the Ramah, V'dafka B'tzvillin, Abba B'ritzu Yisein L'Hakbet. It's in the wrong place. He's going on halacha hey, a different halacha in Hilchas Tefillin, and it was over there that the Ramah said, dafka, that halacha is negated, the tefillin's not negated, the ritzuis. I think, says the Magen Avraham, this was put in the wrong place. Either way, the Taz blibes Tzorechin. The Magen Avraham entertains maybe a little bit of a teretz, but then he says, I forget about my teretz. V'luli de mistafina, you want to know what I really think? I'm afraid to say this, because how could you say that? But maybe the Ramah was simply put in the wrong place. Bottom line, it sounds like halacha lemaisa, you can't have a chatzitza between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. As it relates to the ritzuos, the Ramah says clearly it's okay, ein lahakbid, based on this Tshuvas HaRajva, but the Taz and the Magen Avraham, they blibe tzorachim, they don't understand how the Ramah could have said this halacha based on this Rajba, when the Rajba himself said, I'm saying it lahalacha, I'm not saying it lamaisa. There's a tshuva in the Doivev Meisharim from the Chabina Rav. It's in Chelek Beis, Simen Lamed Zayin. The Shoyal asked the Chabina Rav if a person has to take his watch off when he puts on tefillin. Misha noise sha'in al yaday. Someone wears a watch on his hand. Hasmolus, his left hand. In tzorech lachloitz ha'shois, b'shas ha'nachas tefillin. Oy she'yoche lahavra ha'retzua, ha'retzua'is ha'sha'in ve'enei choytzeitz. Or could you put it on top? Says the Chavina Rav that at first glance, you sit down and it's a mefurish halacha. It's a machloikis between the Ramah on the one side, the Magen Avraham Taz on the other side. The Magen Avraham and the Taz didn't understand the Ramah, so it seemed poshit that you'd have to be machmer like the Magen Avraham and the Taz, and the halacha would be that you should take it off. Stating that, the Chavina Rav brings the arichos of the shayol. So the Shoyal was a Goyen Olam. He was a Moiri Tzedek in Yerushalayim. And he wrote a beautiful thesis on his own when he presented the Shoyal to the Chavina Rav. And what he said was like this. He says, I know the Magen Avraham, I know the Taz, I know the Ramah, I know the Mechab, the Gemara Erechim, Naf Gimel Amid Beis. But I'm thinking something else. What would be if the watch has a leather band? So it's not going to go on the face of the watch, but it's going to go on the leather band. Maybe there it's different. Why would it be different? Because the ritzuis of the tefillin are leather, and the watch is leather. A min b'mina yein chaytzit. So he said, maybe being that it's a min b'mina yein chaytzit, maybe over here it should be different. And the shoyl told the Chavina Rav that even though at first glance I think it's a good taina, because even if you want to be machma like the Taz and the Magen Avraham, you want to tell me there's a chatzitza issue, but here it's a min b'mina. Min b'mina yein chaytzit. But he said, I have two ha'aras on this. One is based on something we spoke out twice when we learned kachin. One is based on a Rashi in today's stuff. The first one first. That is, what's the makar? What's the makar that you can't have a chatzitza? Meaning, we said it's a Gemara in Zvachim Yotes, and we said it's a Gemara in Erechim Daf Gimel Amid Beis. But the Gemara also needs a makar, right? The Gemara doesn't make things up. So you have to trace it back now to a biblical source. What's the makar to this halacha? The Rosh already asked the Kasha, and the Rosh said that I believe the makar is that it says in the Torah, Ukshartam lo'ois al yodecha, v'hoyu lo'ois al yodcha. The tefillin has to be on your yad. It says it by tefillin shal yad. Who had in tefillin shal rosh? But it has to be al yotcha. Al yotcha means shlo yehei dover choytzeitz between your tefillin and your yad. That is the makar. Said the shayil, if that's the makar, and that's what the rosh says, I want to shtel to a chidah in simin chav zayin. The same exact simin over here in Hilchas tefillin. The chidah brings that the shlo hakadosh said that before a person puts on his tefillin shal rosh, he should make sure that his hair is clean. I make sure your head is clean. The eerie where you're going to put the tefillin shal rosh, you're putting a davar shal kedusha there, so you wouldn't put it someplace messy or unkempt. He said you should make sure that the eerie is clean, and you should wash it with water. Says the chida in Birkei Yosef, upashot, shanoyeg in Kain, people that do that, srichim lenagev hamokim hetev. What they're going to have to do is they're going to have to dry the area off very, very good. He says, why? Because if you're not going to dry your hair before you put your tefillin on, there's going to be water. If there's going to be water, it's a chatzitza. It's a mefurish halacha. The tefillin itself, for sure, you can't have a chatzitza. That's the shayla. But as it relates to the batin, the actual tefillin, it's pashit. You can't have a chatzitza. I mean that you can't have a chatzitza. So it's pashit. You're going to have to make sure you're going to dry the water. Says the chida. I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me it's a davalach. Davalach is not chaytzeitz. That's the halacha. Davar yavish is chaytzeitz, but a davalach is not chaytzeitz. Mayim is a davalach. He says, but it's a tais. I'm going to tell you why. Because we know that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur used to go to the mikvah. And it says, Yara v'toval, all of an estopic. He used to dry himself. Why did he dry himself? So the Mishnah Melech says, you know why he used to dry himself? Because there was a halacha that there couldn't be a chaytzeitz. So we just mentioned it earlier. Between the big day kahuna and the body of the Kohen. So if there would have been water, there would have been a problem of chaytzeitz. Freit the Mishnah Melech. Why is that an issue? Mayim is a davalach. A davalach is enei chaytzeitz, right? A davalach is never an issue. Said the Mishnah Lamelech. It's true a davalach is not chaytzeitz. So if you want to know, is this a chatzitza or is it not a chatzitza? It's not a chatzitza. How do you know that there's not allowed to be a chatzitza by the Big Day Kuna? Because it says the Kohen has to wear the begadim al basaroi, which means it has to be physically on your basar. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, over here, the standard that we need to comply with is on a higher standard. It's not just that there can't be a chatzitza. It's more than that in the world of lamdas. It has to be al basaroi. So a davalach says the Mishnah Melech is not a chatzitza. But at the same time, if there's a davalach between the big day kahuna and basaroi, you can't tell me that the davalach is as if it's not there and it's al basaroi. So where there's all you need is to make sure there's no chatzitza. In Hilchas chatzitza, davalach is not a chatzitza. But over here, it's not enough that it's not a chatzitza. It has to be al-basari. Right, the Gemara says that the Bidei Kunu were very fitted. There couldn't even be ruach, the Gemara discusses in Zvach and Daf Yutes. What do you mean? You couldn't even have ear? Couldn't be too baggy. It's too baggy. It's not al-basari. That's also a chesaron and al-basari. So ruach is for sure not a chatzit. But it's not al-basari. So too over here, it's a davalach, even though it's not really chatzitza, but it's not al-basari. Says the Chidah, if that's the case, tefillin's the same thing. Because what's the makar that you can't have chatzitza by tefillin? It's based on the Gemara in Zvach and Yutes, Erech and Daf Gimel. But what's the biblical makar to it? It's the Rosh. It says, v'hoylo isa. It's the same makar. Al yotcha. It's not that you can't have a chatzitza. It has to be al yotcha. Or it has to be al roishcha when it comes to the tefillin shorosh. If there's going to be even water, even a double lach, just like the Mishlan Melech said, that mayim, which is a double lach, would be a chatzitza for the bittin kikunin, and that's a yar of a tovel, all of a stopping. The same is going to be true over here. But either way, what do you see from here? You see that when it comes to tefillin, it's not enough that you don't have a chatzitza. The tefillin physically has to be on your basar when you're wearing tefillin. Therefore, even mayim, which is a davar lach, which usually wouldn't be a chatzitza, the Chidah said in Bricha Yosef, in Simich of Zayin, based on the Mishnah Melech and Hilchos Avodah Yom Kippurim, beautiful, that would be a chatzitza over here when it comes to tefillin. So the Shoyl told the Chavina Rav, it's true, min b'minoy. Mimba minay is enei chaytzeitz. But over here, at the end of the day, if you're going to put the ritzua on your watch, it's not going to be al-basara. It's no different than mayim. It's not a chatzitza. It's a davalach. Davalach is not chaytzeitz. Mimba minay is also not chaytzeitz. But is it al-basara? No. I mean that at the end of the day, it's not al-basara. It's going to be an issue. That was the first ha'ara that the Shoyl told the Chavina Rav. The first reason I think that maybe even if you want to be mekel, or even if you want to tell me that it's a mimba minay, so it's a nechaitse, it's a hill, you'll be soymech on the Ramah. I don't know if you can work on a mimba minay over here. The second thing he told him was, I found a Rashi, in Mesechtes Nida Daf Chaf Aleph from Abayz that I think says an unbelievable yesoid as it relates to the halacha of mimba minay. And that is, we discussed a woman who was Raya Dam Nida, and the Dam that she saw never touched her basar. It never touched Kaisle Beis Arechem. She saw it through a Shvayferis. Mark letter Shaila. Biv Sara Amrachmana below the Shvayferis. Maybe the only time she'd be Tommy Tomasidis if it touched her basar. But if it went through a Shvayferis, maybe in that case she's not gonna be Tommy. The Gemara came out. Yeah, Biv Sara Amrachmana. The loybish feiferes. Faith the Gemara, is that true? Vom Rabbi Yoichem Mishum Shem Meichai. Rabbi Yechzen Mishum Shem Meichai. Apelas Chaticha. If a woman was Mapala Chaticha, so this chaticha, we don't know what it is, came out of a woman. So she told me or she not told me. So the Gemara says, Kaira, you're supposed to tear it open. If there's dam inside, she's going to be tame. Freit the Gemara, why is she tame? It never touched her basar. What's the difference between dam that's within the confines of the chaticha versus dam that's just flowing through a shveiferes? The Gemara says, Hachi Ashta, Hasam over there, Darka Shalisha Lir is dam chaticha. It's the derech for dam to be in a chaticha. Hacha in Darka Shalisha Lir is dam shveiferes. The Gemara seems to be distinguishing between where it's the derech for it to be there or not the derech to be there. Stating that Rashi is moisif in Pashup Shana the Gemara. Rashi says, Darka Shalisha Liris Dam Bechaticha, Hilkach Bifsara Karina Be, Demin Beminoi Loi Chayetz. Says, you want to know why when it's Darka, it's not a problem? Because this Chaticha is of the same min of the Dam, as we saw in the Gemara's, and it's Min Beminoi Loi Chayetz. So the Shoyo told the Chavina Rov, we spoke this out when we went through the Gemara in the beginning of the Daf, that I understand, if it's Min Beminoi Loi Chayetz, then what does it have to do with Darka Shalisha Liris Dam Bechaticha? Let's say it would be Ain Darka Shalisha Liris Dam Bechaticha. It would be just as unusual and out of the ordinary as a Shveiferes. But it's Mememinoi. Mememinoi Lechayetz. So you want to know if it's Bifsara? At the end of the day, there's Alacha Mememinoi Lechayetz. Said Shoyl to the Tavina Rav. I think you see from this Rashi a very, very important Yisoy. And that is Mememinoi Lechayetz is not a Hefkevel. The only time you say Mememinoi Lechayetz is where there's some Derech. There's some connection, there's some shayachos between these two things. It's not there where it doesn't belong there at all. In that case, where it's also mimiminai, say you can say mimiminalechas. So if we can establish that darka shalisha lir is dam bechaticha, so it's sort of in a place where it belongs, and it's a mimiminai, so they will say mimiminalechayetz. But to take two things, chitim and sa'irim, that have no connection to each other, and say that even though in the world of chatzitza, this is a chatzitza, but I don't care, over here it's mimiminalechayetz, that you're not going to say. So said the Shoyl, that for a person to have a watch being chaytzeitz between his guf and his tefillin, it's not one and the same. This is a watch, And this is tefillin, right? And as a result, it's not darka shalisha lira is not mechaticha. And as a result, you cannot invoke the principle of mim b'minu lechat. Beautiful. A Rashi and Nida davcha v'alav amaveis shtelling tzu to wearing watches while you're putting tefillin on top of your watch. Either way, the Shabina Rav told the Shoyal that everything, ad kan, he brings this whole arichus, and he says, ad kan dvarav, hayukarim v'hanachayim. I agree with everything that you said. He's Moisef, of course, after that. And he just adds one very nice thing, and that is that when it comes to mim b'minoi, v'chayetz, yeah, today's daf, so he says that I brought a raya in chelak alav simen samech vav, in one of my tshuvas, that when two things are different qualitatively, the heichad mechulakum be'ichos, echad kadosh ve'echad choyl, chashav kemim v'sheinei minoi. That is treated like mim v'sheinei minoi, when two things are so different. That mim v'sheinei minoi isn't just physically are they one and the same, chitin and so'irim. But be'ichos, qualitatively, one is the helig tefillin, and the other one is a nice watch, so it's not the same. Because be'ichos is not the same. I mean that be'ichos is not the same. It could be that in of itself. So he says the whole premise of your leather watch being mim b'minoi, take a look, and he bases it over there on the famous rhyme in the Darim and the sugya mim b'minoi. Either way, the ain't kama koimer lahara. So what was the bottom line of the Shabina Rav? Shabina Rav had a problem with it. The Shoyal told him, even if it's a leather watch and you want to come on to mim, at the end of the day, it's a Tazim and Avram, and he came out l'chumro. So I'm going to tell you something interesting. We'll end with this. Rabbi Avadya Yosef, Zatzal, in his Yechaved Das, it's in Chela Gimel, it's Simon Beis. Ha'im tzrichem min adin lahosir es sho'in hayad ve'is hanochas ha'tfilim mishum chatzit zoyloi. This is the Shiloh. And he has two pages on this, and Rabbi Avadya Yosef comes out, mitzad adin ein tzoyruch lahosir es sho'in hayad b'shas hanochas tfilim v'amachmer lahasiroi tovi olav bracha. But you want to know if you have to, you don't have to. And there's nothing to do with leather watches, it could be a gold watch, it could be a stainless steel watch. It has nothing to do with mim b'minoi, mim b'she'inoi minoi. He comes out, it's not a problem. Now, obviously, the big hurdle that any makel is going to have to overcome is the Taz and the Magen Avraham. So listen to what he says. Again, the Taz said that the Rama based it on a Rajba. But the problem is, the Rajba said, truth is like this. When you start the sugyas before it's a Rama, right? And the Rama says it's mutter. So, I mean, it's not such a chiddush, it's a Rama. The Rama says you don't have to worry about chatzitza when it comes to Ritzuis. Problem is, it comes from a Rajba, and the Taz and the Magen Avraham say that the Rajba said it's la halacha, but it's not la maisa. So he brings, this ties into something we spoke at earlier in the week. The Efsha oid loy mar alpi ma shakazav astei chemed, beklali apoyskim, sha'orchois tzadikim l'sayim b'divreyim, shekein niru lehem la halacha avaloy la maisa. That sometimes the orchos tzadikim was, they would write that I'm saying this halach, ochein, this the stei chemed talking, ein zu ela derech hanova. It's only hanova. Ukisha hadvarim nirim nechainim. V'ru'uyim l'misha amram. But if the person that said it is the Rajba, and it's v'ru'uyim l'misha amram, and it's nirim nechayinim, efshal lismay chaleim gam l'maysa. You're allowed to kemavur b'sidrei tayru, b'b'kir yisir yedeshim samach dalud, v'oyin achroinim. He has other marmakoymas for this. But the bottom, that's the stechemet. So even though we spoke about and v'sinusha yisur abzcharya, and we said that, right, Rabbi Lozo said that he started paskining maris because he knew Rabbi Chanina was such an honor of yeti paskin shaylas. So another never got in the way of the gedolim for paskining shaylas. But sometimes they would say halacha v'loy l'maisa. Another humility did and is allowed to play a role. Umsak, you're allowed to be humble in the sense that I'm saying it halacha v'loy l'maisa. But either way, interesting. But that's what he says. So he says, you're right, the Rajba said it, but we have a Messiah from the Stechemed. And the Stechemed said that if you say halacha, not halacha l'maisa, it means it lahalacha. It was just the darkei or anov of the Rajba that he didn't feel comfortable in having the places to go ahead and saying that it shouldn't be an issue. But here is the postscript to this. So we have a tshuva from the Shabina Rav who said it's a problem, and we have a tshuva from the Rabbi Avadya Yosef here in Yechaved Das, and he said it's not an issue. On the bottom, there's a Hagah on in Chelak Gimel Simin Beis Hagoyin Mitchabin Zatzal B'Shalas Hachuvas David Meisharim Chelak Beis Helo Lahachmer Benidin Didon Ukishis Lachisi Lekabel Pnei Shechina B'Chayim Chiyusai. It's Rabbi Avadya talking. He said, when I was zoicha to be Mekabel the Pnei Shechina, it should be Nerov, while he was alive, V'Hishtashati Imoy B'Divrei Torah, and we were Mishtasheya together, I was talking to him and learning, Hei Roisi Bazel Divrei Kotshoy, I was Moira to him, V'Masha Hevenu Rayas Lahater. Where apparently he has a big arichos on this. Onoli kvoid hagoyin zatzal. Ki hu sovar, Chavinarov said he thought sheshoyin hayad mekoyme lamala. I guess, you know, he didn't know. He wasn't familiar with hand. The old days, they had the tashzagas. So he said he wasn't familiar with a watch. He said he thought people wore their watches higher on their arms. Lifnei shivas hakrichos. On top of the seven krichos that you have on your tefillin. He says that's why he wrote his tshuva that you should be machmer. Ulam lefiha amor shemakim shayin hayad hu samuch lekaf hayad. He said, but I didn't realize people wear it on the right next to your palm. Moiduhu sheyesh lahakel bazeh the ein lahachmer klal ad kan toyrif divrei kotshoy the hadar hu lechol chasida.